So I called Alex, but apparently this phone is shared by several people who are doing the press. So who are you?
I'm Roberto from Valencia in Spain.
Okay. So you're in Madrid right now. Can you tell us what's happening
there?
Yeah,
we are in the outskirts of Madrid, and we are thousands of people from all the sides of Spain. We are walking from everywhere to Madrid against the policies of the government, of the Popular Party in Spain.
So how long have you been walking?
Well, it's different. For me, it was 350 kilometers. It was around 15 days. In our area, we were around 350 people walking, but now we are everywhere in Madrid, in the outskirts, and there's miles of thousands of buses from all the Spain to a very big protest in the center of the city.
So you are preparing now to go to this protest meeting in the center of the city?
Exactly.
Okay, and when will this be?
At 5 o'clock, we'll be in the city center, and we will do the protest from the railway station of Madrid, Atocha, to the Colón Square.
So it will be just a manifestation, and then you will all go home?
Yes, it's a protest, a manifestation in the city center, and we are preparing a popular assembly for tomorrow. For the next week, more protests in the center of Spain.
Okay, it's not for just one day that you came from so far.
Yeah.
So, what's the problem and what are your propositions then?
We have in Spain more than 6 million people unemployed because of the policies of the government in Spain, and we have protests against these policies. And about the cuts in the secure housing in Spain, in the education, public services, and everything here.
So you think it's not necessary to do all those cuts?
No, because we gave to the banks thousands, millions of euro for the banks, only for this, for their crisis, because it's not our crisis. We didn't do anything to make the crisis. And that is one of the questions of the protest.
Okay, so you think that the people who are responsible for the crisis are the banks and they should solve it?
Yeah, the banks and the politics of the right in Spain and all Europe. Mm-hmm. The neoliberalism and the capitalism is a very big problem.
So, but since the crisis you had elections in Spain, didn't you elect somebody who does what the people want then?
You mean for elections or something like this? No, we are only people together. We don't support any party and anything. The people is free to vote everyone they want.
Okay, no, I was talking about the elections in Spain, the official elections a few years ago.
Yes.
So didn't that help? I mean, if there are elections in a crisis, then you can choose politicians who solve the problem.
The problem in the elections of Spain, not everyone votes in Spain, and the Popular Party doesn't have the majority of the population, and they are doing policies against the population of our country.
So what's the idea? What do you want? Do you want another government then?
Yeah, we want a new elections, and we want the government goes out because they are not doing the things they were promising during the last elections. They didn't tell the truth to the population, so they have to go out of the government.
So you think there is any chance of that happening?
Yeah, we think things can change with a new elections in Spain, because people know that the government didn't tell the truth, and they are not doing the things they were talking in the last elections.
Uh-huh. So, but you still think that people believe in politics, that there will be other politicians who will solve the crisis in a good way?
Yeah, we try to tell to the people they have to vote, okay? But not to these parties, the Socialist Party and the Popular Party, that are doing the same policies, economic policies, in all the Europe.
Mm-hmm. So who is participating in the march? It's the Indignados movement, but are there other organizations
too? We have a lot of organizations here. We have the Indignados of all the Spain. We have a lot of workers' unions, parties of the left, like the Communist Party or another parties in Spain. And we are hundreds of organizations here about with the protest.
Okay, so you are united now, because I had the impression that there were different groups saying different things and that they are not always working together.
Yes. The point is we are working together. A lot of people that think different things and different kind of people together to change the policies in our country.
The thing that strikes me always about Spain is that you seem to have only two big political parties. So you had a socialist government and they didn't care, and now you have a conservative government and they didn't care either. So isn't there don't you need a battle to break those two parties from the power? Hello? Hello? Can you hear us?
Hello? Hello, do you hear us?
Well,
okay, phone confiscated by the police.
Well, we horen altijd wel wat achtergrondgeluid.
Maar hij hoort ons blijkbaar niet meer. Hallo?
Dat blijft een onbeantwoorde vraag.
Die gaat mee.
Ja, dan zullen we het bij deze afsluiten.